Hey everybody, thanks for joining us this time on Code Chat. My name is Jeremy Foster, codefoster.com, and on Twitter, at codefoster. Glad you're here. Got an exciting topic. I tend to get topics that I enjoy talking about, and this one's no exception. Today I'm going to be talking with Arnesh. How are you today?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got a very fun topic, that is, we're going to be talking about a project that Arnesh is working on where we've actually got Chakra, the JavaScript engine, working behind Node for the purpose of lighting up some IoT scenarios. So that's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
It's really fun, and I've played with it a little bit. So can you tell us specifically why we did this? We've taken Chakra and put it behind Node, under Node, you know, used it as the engine for Node. Why? Why would we do that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So if you look at how the developers are using Node today, mm-hmm. Node is a very popular cross-development platform already, mm-hmm. and we see that IoT is another upcoming interest Node developers have, and they are using their Node skills with IoT devices and working on IoT projects. So the current stock Node, which works on V8, does not support a Windows on ARM, which is ARM is a really important player in IoT scenarios.
Yeah, because it's for small chips.
Very small chips and low power and all that. And we recently came out with Windows IoT, IoT Core, mm-hmm. which runs on these small devices. And there was no Node framework available for these platforms for
okay.
Windows. So we saw a gap in the Windows story, and we wanted to fill that gap, and bringing Chakra to Node, and Chakra already working on Windows, provided a good story to bring Node developers on Windows IoT.
Okay, so you take somebody like me, who I love writing JavaScript, I love Node, and I also love IoT and little things, and I'm playing with them a lot. In fact, I was just at Cascadia JS up in Blaine, Washington this last week, and there was a guy there that created a six-legged robot with inverse kinematic control so that he could actually just tell the feet where he wanted them to be, and then he could move his hand over a leap motion and this little robot would move around. It was amazing.
There you go.
Beautiful.
So I think, you know, a project like that where, you know, you can, you know, hook up a Raspberry Pi, which is a really popular board, or a Miniboard Max, which is X64, I believe. So you can run Windows on it, mm-hmm. and you can run Node, mm-hmm. and with Visual Studio you have the power of debugging and all that. So this is what we felt, you know, one of the things all of us here at Microsoft are trying to do is to go to where the developers are,
and
provide them with tools and you know, make easy to use tools to help their lives you know, get more easier in dealing with these kind of things, right? So, so the motivation was to fill this gap on Windows platform, and we thought supporting Node through Chakra was one way to do it.
And we're not, it's interesting because we're not necessarily picking which is the way to go. We're just trying to light up all the scenarios, you know? So you want to run Windows on the device and you want to use your .NET code, great.
Yeah.
You want to use your Node code, great. Either
Absolutely.
Way.
I mean, it is your choice.
Yeah.
And it is basically, we have provided, you know, tool sets for you to choose whichever you're comfortable with, right? So Node being a really popular platform or developer
choice. Platform.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and especially in IoT scenarios, it is very interesting for the developers to use Node. And Chakra was the way to go there.
Okay, so if I was going to write .NET on my Windows client on, say, a Raspberry Pi in my robot, I would be creating a UWP. Would I do the same thing with Node? Would I still be able to create a UWP, a universal Windows platform app?
Exactly. So what this does is allows Node developers to build UWP apps. And the value that UWP apps provide is that you can target the entire family of Windows 10 devices. Mm-hmm. So it could be an Xbox, a Windows Phone, a HoloLens, a PC, a tablet, you know, you name it. And small devices with screen, without screen. So the power of UWP just comes alive, you know, with for a node developer. So yeah. That is an awesome combination somebody can have if they just have a skill of being a great node developer. Now that can be leveraged to target an entire family of Windows 10 devices.
And these worlds are not exclusive. I mean, we both saw at the Build presentation, and if you haven't seen it, you need to go check it out. We saw a Raspberry Pi-based robot drive out onto the screen, and then a HoloLens character come out of that robot, and the two were inextricably tied together and moving around together as one, and it was incredibly inspiring.
Right.
And so now if I can write a UWP using Node, because I love to write Node, that I deploy to the IoT device and to the HoloLens, and it's the same code base, that's super cool.
Exactly. The portability of code is just amazing.
Yeah.
You can move it from a really low power ARM device, you know, on a you know, IoT form factor to a really powerful device as a Surface Hub, maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And HoloLens, and the possibilities are just endless. You know?
So holographic screens, big screens, small screens, and no screens.
No screens.
It's going to be all lit up. How did your team do this? Like, how does this work behind the covers? Did you guys rewrite Node?
Well, no, thankfully. So the thing we did was we created a very thin shim for Node to be able to talk to its JavaScript engine.
Okay.
So instead of the shim actually redirects all the JavaScript calls to Chakra instead of going to V8.
Okay.
So it was not a rewrite of Node. It was not a complete overhaul of how Node works. It's the same Node. It has the same interface there. You know, if you have existing Node script already available, you can use that with Chakra. And they will work.
Now, it seems to me like there's some real value in that. We've had this, Node has had this dependency on the V8 engine. In fact, the whole reason for the recent controversy in the IOJS and this whole, you know, fork and, you know, all the good and bad that comes with that is because it's difficult to be tied to one older version of one engine. So does this bring up the value of swappability and the ability to swap at least versions, if not completely different engines out?
So that's another really good point. The community certainly seems to have an interest in trying out different JavaScript engines for different scenarios. I mean, currently, V8 is the only JavaScript engine you can use with Node. Mm-hmm. And certainly, Node is very popular. And the community is trying to understand if there's a way to make a swappable architecture where you can swap out an engine for your particular scenario.
Yeah.
And the conversation is happening, and we are actively participating in that conversation in the community as well. But nothing is concrete today. I mean, there's nothing which can make it swappable today. But this could actually be a first step towards that conversation to get even more prominent.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got Node. It was talking to V8. Now, through your shim, it's talking to Chakra.
Yeah.
What about the modules that may have a direct and explicit dependency on V8? Are those going to work?
Yeah, so they're called native modules.
Okay.
And native modules are important, and by some estimation, they're a tiny number or a tiny percentage, something like 3% of the total NPM package volume today. So, but not to diminish the value of them. I mean, they are really in some cases they're really popular and very valuable. But we are trying to improve compatibility on those native modules as well. Mm-hmm. Today, we don't have a good, today we don't really work with all of those. But we are certainly identify key native modules like Serial Port, which is important for IoT scenarios, Johnny5, Fermata, those kind of things. We have identified some really popular and key IoT-related native modules, which we are going to improve compatibility for. So that is a work in progress. And also, our team is actively participating on a community discussion around how to create a node architecture where the native modules can actually have a swappable engine interface as well. Hmm. So they don't have to absolutely rely on a particular.
That just seems like the right way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, there will be scenarios where one particular JavaScript engine works better than the other, and you know, you can let the developer make that choice where they want to use what kind of engine.
And maybe even platform. Stand up a server that has both engines and the ability to programmatically
decide which one. So that's a good idea as well, that you know, you can programmatically switch between the engines depending on your workload.
Now, are these engines heavy? You were talking to me about the fact that when we use Chakra, it's built into the operating system. So yeah. We get to save some footprint. Is that right?
So yeah, it's not a huge deal, but one of the benefits of using Node Chakra, and today it works on Windows, is that if you're deploying on a Windows machine, if you're using the stock node, you will have to deploy the V8 engine along with that your script and everything.
Okay.
But since Chakra is already built into the OS, you save on that footprint that you don't have to deploy a JavaScript engine with your payload. You can just use your node.exe and your packages and your script, and there you go.
Gotcha.
You know, you don't have to deploy a JavaScript engine because it's part of the OS.
It's already there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the you know, interesting improvement in your node workflow.
Yeah. Now, you guys, your team is releasing a lot of this stuff on your GitHub page,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So people can go here. This is at ms-iot.github.io.
Yeah. So this is certainly from the Windows team, where it kind of lists in a very detailed way how to get started with Windows IoT, and you know, if you wanted to use Node. I mean, this site will have you get started with Python, you know, .NET, whatever. But it also has a lot of Node stuff as well.
Okay.
So you know, Raspberry Pi 2 and Menoboard Max. These are you know, our prominent boards we support. So on a high level, you know, there are only a very simple step. You know, select your device which you want to program against. Set up your device, and we have like very detailed step by step instruction of how to get started. So it's really very easy to get started with a Windows IoT device. And once you have set up your device, you can set up your PC. Certainly it requires you to install Windows 10 and you know, Visual Studio 2015. It still says preview, I'm sure.
We're coming up close, 6 days, I think,
yeah.
That RTM.
Yeah, so, but yeah, this is a very detailed step-by-step way to get started with Windows IoT. And especially using Node, and you know, start playing around with these devices. And one of the things you know you can do is you know, go through this step, and yeah, there you go. You have some pin configuration detailed here as well.
This just makes it painfully simple.
Exactly. And what you can do is you know, there's another site, Hackster.io. I saw that is on your shirt as well.
Yeah, actually, I happen to be wearing a Hackster shirt. Yeah. Should we go there? Hackster is great, right?
Yeah.
So lots of samples of projects.
Yeah. So one of the things you know we can have your audience do is to try these out and submit their projects on here. And,
okay.
You know, and that's a good way to showcase your stuff you're doing. You know, have community rate your projects and show what the Yeah, and show what you have built.
Whoa, here we go.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of projects already here, and certainly you know you can get community feedback on a project and showcase what you've done. It's a good you know community on IoT which is coming up, and there's a lot of Node related projects here as well.
Now talk to me, this is when you're deploying to a device and working in that workflow. What about just installing Node Chakra on my machine? You talked about an MSI?
Yeah. So the thing is, we will be releasing an MSI towards the end of this month, where you can, today, the experience of getting Node Chakra working on your machine is a little painful. I mean, it's rough around the edges. You have to go to our GitHub page where, you know, the whole thing is open source, by the way. And you can clone our repo, you know, follow the build instruction, build a Chakra DLL.
Yeah.
Not Chakra DLL, but you build a node which works in Chakra.
Yeah.
And that's how you can get started today.
Okay.
But we have a detailed instruction to do that.
Okay.
But later this month, we will be kind of releasing a binary distribution mechanism where you can run an MSI to have a node delivered on your box with all pre-built binaries.
Okay.
And you can find that on our GitHub page as well.
So it'll be
On Microsoft GitHub.
It's going to be on here. We're actually recording this before that MSI is released.
Yeah.
But as you watch this, this will be available. So we're not exactly sure where on the site it's going to be, but go to ms-iot.github.io, and it is going to be available for download
there. Yeah.
Now, I've actually, you gave me an early copy, and I've actually run through this, and just wanted to kind of spin this up and show something real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so I've got, I'm going to go ahead and duplicate my monitor so that we can actually see what I'm working on. Okay, now I have my normal command prompt here, and I've written a very small program under app.js. In fact, if I just type out app.js, you'll see that it's this little message, hello world, and then an express website. It's only two lines of code. Now, if I try to node this, it's going to say, okay, so it didn't like that. It didn't work, and as a matter of fact, it's saying I've got a problem with this let identifier because this is an ES6 thing, right?
Right.
Yeah, and it's not gonna be able to work. But this MSI that you gave me, I can open this, and now I'm here in a REPL. I can't
for
go
no
run
chakra,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so now I can say let x equal 10, and it says that's fine, and then I can say 10, and it spits it out, and that's fine. It's fine with this ES6 feature. So I'll go ahead and close that, though. That was just a REPL. It also gives me a command line that I can open. And I can go into this app.
It's interesting how this overlaps.
Yeah, this is, Windows 10, the command prompts and PowerShell, you can make them slightly transparent. Yeah, so I like to give mine 70% because oftentimes I'm working on a web page and I want to copy the code from the web page.
Oh, there you go.
And so it's really functional. I'm going to type code dot, which opens Visual Studio Code with the current directory. So there we go. And this is my app.js file. I have just a simple message, but it's using let, so the new keyword in ES6. Yeah. And you'll notice that I'm using an arrow function in here. Now, this is a little bit novel. I like compressing my code up to just see how short I can get it. I'm actually pulling in the Express framework, instantiating an app, creating a route at the default slash, and then the request response function, I'm just calling the response and saying send that message, and then listen on port 3000. It's fun that we can just do that all on one thing.
Less code, less parsing.
Exactly. It's faster for the engine, right?
Exactly.
Probably not. Okay, so then I can just say node app, and bam, it's fine with that. Now let's open a new command prompt over on the right here and say curl http localhost 3000 and it says hello world. So there we go. You can tell that I've spun up a server and now I've hit it.
Absolutely. So this is the benefit, one of the benefits we get out of using Node Chakra is that it's really highly compatible with ES6 today. I mean, it's one of there was a compute chart I saw about how ES6 compatible Chakra is versus the other engines. So that's one of the benefits. The other benefit is certainly you can target all Windows devices using UWP.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another benefit you get out of Node Chakra.
Yeah.
And certainly on Windows, you know, it has a slighter disk footprint saving with the stock node. You know, things like what we can do is we can actually certainly allow, you know, different type of devices to be targeted as well. And
So I think it's maybe important to iterate for folks that this is not a, this is not another IOJS. This is not another fork of Node, right?
Oh, that's very important to kind of point out that this work is certainly, we have released in open source, and the intention is not to create a separate fork of Node. We are in the process of trying to put a pull request on the main line, so that this is actually accepted in the mainline of Node and IOJS. Now they have converged, so we are kind of targeting the converged repo for submitting a pull request. And there is a lot of community interest which we have received. I mean, on our GitHub issue page, there was a issue somebody posted saying, "Hey, let's merge this up to the mainline." And and we are, you know, committed to driving that upstream.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So this is not a fork, but you know, as we had to bring something up, you know, obviously this is how you do it. Like, you know, you fork the existing one, you work on it, and then you submit the pull request to get it approved upstream.
Is there anything, Arnesh, that you can tell us about the roadmap and what's coming down the pipe?
So things we are working on is certainly, as I said, the IOJS support. You know, that is certainly on top of our mind. We are certainly working on improving our compatibility with some of these native modules.
Yeah.
Right. So we have identified a really important IoT specific native modules, which we are trying to improve compatibility for. And certainly there's another piece which we are trying to work by participating in a community conversation around how to create an architecture for Node to abstract the native modules from its JavaScript implementation, the engine implementation.
Mm-hmm.
So the native modules can actually target a swappable type of engine interface.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent.
So yeah, those are the kind of things which are coming down the pike, and we also, you know, there'll be more things to announce later on, and I'll certainly will love to come back and talk to you
That'd
again about those. But yeah, that is. I would love for your audience to kind of give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe submit projects on Hackstore.io, and that'll be interesting.
Well, that's neat. I love that what we're trying to do, like you said, is see the way people are writing code, like to write code, want to write code, are effective in writing their code, and we're trying to light up those scenarios, both in our platforms, like, you know, we're putting this on into the UWP platform and onto the devices, and in our tooling.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got things like Visual Studio 2015 that has... I believe it's built into it, the Node.js tools, right?
So Node.js tools is part of the installer.
Okay, there you go.
Node actually is part of the installer, but Node.js tools is also available.
Okay, it's not part of the installer, it's an extension?
It's an extension, not part of the installer yet.
Okay.
Probably we will do something about that going down, you know, probably in update one or something.
Yeah.
But another thing about this is, we talked about the runtime, and now, you know, Node tools for Visual Studio is another thing which, you know, our team works on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're familiar with Node, if you're familiar with Visual Studio, Node tools for Visual Studio is an excellent way to get started.
It sure is.
Right. I mean, it has an amazing debugger.
Mm-hmm.
It has an amazing NPM integration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes, you know, if I have to look for an NPM package, I have to go to Bing or Google to search for that package to get to the deep link of that package, right? And with NPM integration with Node tools, you can search for whatever package you want inside the the Visual Studio window, you don't have to leave that at all.
And it's seamless getting used to it because it recognizes all the command line stuff. So if you're used to doing it at the command line, you know, you can still do that.
Do that, right.
Or you can do it in the...
Yeah, it has a REPL window and, yeah. and you can, you know, have a command line and, you know, it lets you be what, you know, it lets you do the things you have been used to doing. Yep. Or if you are a window-based, you know, right-click, deploy, and
learn. Yeah, iHeart GUI.
Yeah. So if you're used to that, you can do that as well. So a great debugger, great integration with a lot of tools. So that's what NTBS is about. We'll be releasing RC for NTBS along with Visual Studio RTM.
Okay.
So we'll come back and talk about that more once we have kind of certified the release on that. But that's another a great tool. You know, works great with Node Chakra, and you know you can try them both to get started.
Remote debugging is built in, right?
Thanks for reminding me. Remote debugging.
That's a cool story.
That's another thing which. Especially in IoT land, it is such an important thing that if you are deploying a code on your Raspberry Pi and you want to debug what's going on, typically today the tooling is so hard.
And you don't have an emulator on your machine. You can't emulate all those pins.
Pins,
and
right.
Yeah.
So you actually deploy the code and remotely debug.
Yeah, so you're like
Studio.
step in your decoder and you're watching your robot go turn.
Right.
And then it does something freaky and you've got a breakpoint
right
here so you can go figure it out.
Right. Yeah, I would love to show you that demo of exactly, you know, having a robot and you know, debugging that, you know, once we have some of those things ready to show. But that is another, you know, great point that, you know, remote debugging is our core strength with Node Tools for Visual Studio.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Aranesh, thank you so much for the conversation. I think that there's some really, really cool stuff in here.
Very cool. Thanks for having me, and I'll have to come back again and talk more about it.
Okay, check out the show notes. We'll have some cool links in there, links to the MS-IoT page, how you can get started and so forth. And thanks for joining us on Code Chat. We'll see you next time.